welcome to a special episode of All Crime, No Cattle. I'm Erin.
And I'm Shay.
And today we have a little mini episode in store for you. So if you're tuning in to listen to one of the cases we've covered, you might want to jump back to a previous episode because this one is all about the Texas Podocalypse meeting from that last weekend. If you listen to the show, we touted the meetup for a while and we know so many of you wanted to come but couldn't make it out. We ended up meeting all of these amazing Texas podcasters. Everyone was so cool and so down to earth, and we had so much fun hanging out with them and some of the fans that ended up coming out as well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And during the meetup, we ended up doing a few totally off-the-cuff interviews with some of the podcasters and a couple of fans who came out. And we really wanted to highlight these other podcasts from Texas. They run the gamut from topics like true crime, of course, but also entertainment, TV, local music, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal, etc., etc. And so there is something out there for everyone in Texas indie podcasting. And these people are all like us. They're indie podcasters, which means they don't do it for the money. They don't do it for the fame, because believe me, there's none of that to be had. We can tell you that for sure. But they do it because it's their passion and they have something that they want to share with the world. And we wanted to share these interviews with you guys to give you a feel for what one of these meetups is like. You can tell we're having a blast, and the interviews, I think, highlight not only what these other podcasts are about, but they also kind of give you some behind the scenes look at what it's like to be an indie podcaster. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, stay tuned for that. So, Shay, would you like to introduce some of the podcasts who are at the Texas Podocalypse?
I would love to do that. We had True Crime Fan Club, which, if you haven't listened to them, we've shared their promo before, as the host of True Crime Fan Club. And without Lainey and another host from Whiskey Boy Radio, this event may have not happened. They did a lot of legwork, and we really appreciate
that. Yeah, they really put it all together. So thank you guys for that.
Yeah. So True Crime Fan Club, Whiskey Boy Radio, Swindled, the big gun podcast of the list. A ton of people showed up to see Swindled. He brought a ton of merch with him. If you haven't listened to Swindled, what are you doing?
Why are you here?
Yeah.
Go listen to Swindled.
Go do it and listen to the Concerned Citizen.
Yeah. And what's really cool about that, about what happened at the Texas meetup, is because we got the host to sign an autograph on one of his posters for us. And he told us that it was officially the first autograph he ever signed. So that baby is worth something.
Yeah.
We're putting that thing up in the podcasting room. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, we're super excited.
It was really cool because we all got to kind of exchange merch and everything, and fans got a bunch of stuff. So it was really a fun time, I think.
Yeah, it was. And he's kind of chameleon of sorts. It was a rare appearance by the Concerned Citizen. We also had Texas 1031 that showed up. We love that podcast. Nature of the Beast, Dark Divide, Big Conversations Pod, which is a combination of Brandon and Krista from Nature of the Beast and Dark Divide. They do their own podcast. The Secret Transmission Podcast, Avert Your Eyes, and Best Darn Diddly. And if you didn't know, they are a podcast all about Simpsons and everything you want to know about the Simpsons. I wanted to do an interview with them. I also didn't get a chance to do one with Lainey from True Crime Fan Club. Both of them kind of tucked out early and took off, but I have one from everybody else.
And just real quick before the actual interviews come up, the other announcement we wanted to make was that we just opened our new merch shop with our really cool new logo. That's the skeleton hand holding the yellow rose of Texas. We're really excited about it. We've had really good feedback. So we have a ton of different items available. There's t-shirts and mugs and
people have already
pouches
bought stuff
and all sorts of stuff. So if you're interested in showing people your good taste in podcasts, and you also want to support the show, just go to allcrimenocattle.threadless.com and you can check it out. Of course, like Shay just said, we, of course, were the first order. We ordered straight away. We ordered a couple t-shirts and I think a mug. So we're really excited for those to come in.
We're our own biggest fans.
Yay! Yeah.
If you need your merch, go get your merch. Show everybody what posse you claim. Ours, of course. And now we're going to get on to the interviews. You know, give me a break on the audio quality. It was the middle of a party. There's some music going on. I think it came out really well. It was our first field interview with our new interviewing equipment, but I think it sounds pretty good. Enjoy that. and see you on the other side.
Okay, so we're here at the first ever inaugural Texas Podocalypse. So I'm here with Hannah from Texas 1031.
Yes.
We are big fans, Aaron and I.
Oh,
we listen
really?
To all of your stuff. I've really been enjoying your show.
Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I've listened to some of y'all's stuff. I recently got really into the Texas 7 that you guys just put out. Did you guys release part 2? I haven't checked
Not
yet.
Yet. Okay, we've been really lazy.
No.
That's our
it's
fault.
A lot of stuff to cover. So, yeah, I really have enjoyed so far. I'm about like 45 minutes in. Really like it so far.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Excellent. Yeah, hopefully that will be out tomorrow. Today's
cool.
Saturday, so Sunday.
You guys sound very pure and like interested, and like I like that my co-host and I have a lot of profanity, and I like that you guys are a little, you know, more subdued.
Well, we've gotten some negative reviews to that.
Oh, okay.
We've had people say that we sound like we host a child's show.
Oh, nice.
And it's, you know, we try and stay consciously moving towards a direction that can stay away from the explicit rating,
sure.
and also being very focused on the victims and minorities
Same.
And transgender people.
Absolutely. That's
so it's a double-edged sword. It's an effort, you know, you have to work at it.
Yeah, you can't please everyone.
Exactly. But if we do a crossover episode, we'll probably get explicit. So if you guys ever want to have us on, we'll...
Yeah, I mean, I've heard you guys say, like, what the F or something like that. You're like, I really want to say it, but I don't because I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yep, exactly. There was one episode in particular that Aaron dropped an F-bomb right in the middle of me saying something, and it was a good point, and I wanted to keep it, so I had to bleep her out.
Like, okay.
And that was the one bleep that we had.
My mom always tells me, y'all should cuss less, and I'm like, well, I know, I probably should, but, you know, it's fine.
So how did you guys get started?
So I actually did the first 3 episodes by myself. I was just kind of sick of, I don't know, hearing all about Ted Bundy and hearing about, you know,
sure.
Jeffrey Dahmer, all the same stuff, and I just wanted to do stuff that no one's ever heard of. And so my friend came on the 4th episode, I guess, and the 4th through like 7th episode are kind of really bad audio and editing. We just didn't have everything organized together. You know how it is,
sure.
just like learning, you know?
Sure.
And but we really tried to focus on the lesser known cases in Texas specifically.
Mm-hmm.
1031 is a code for suspect detained or crime in progress, whichever website you look at. So that's kind of our, I don't know, catchy title, but it's
mm-hmm.
not very catchy. But it's also Halloween. But yeah, we just try to focus on lesser known Texas cases, and we started small, but hopefully it's growing.
Yeah, I think it is, and I've really enjoyed how you guys focus on the lesser known cases. We try and do that, and man, it is a slog. It is hard, diligent work that you have to do to find out information.
Even the bigger cases, you know, there's so much information, which then makes it even more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You have to sift through all of that.
Exactly.
But then if you have a smaller case, you're like struggling
there's
to
like
get
two
something.
Articles. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're like, is there a Forensic Files? Is there a Dateline? Is there something? Can I please watch it? Yeah. So.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks. You guys do a wonderful job. It's great to be affiliated with you guys. I think y'all bring a lot to the table. So.
Yeah, it was great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
And I know you got to head off soon. So.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being a part of this.
Get out to the next people. All
right.
Whatever part you want.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you later,
bye.
Man, we should have recorded that. Okay, so this is Shay from All Crime No Cattle at Texas Podocalypse, the first ever. And I'm talking to Swindle.
Hello.
And so tell the listeners a little bit. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows about Swindle by now.
I'm not
but
so
if you're,
sure.
But if you're one of the laymen who don't know about Swindle, this man is a mysterious enigma, an anonymous person behind the scenes of this amazing blue-collar true crime podcast.
No, not blue-collar.
Oh, I'm sorry. White-collar. Specifically white-collar. I don't know why I said blue-collar. I got to get my collar straight.
So Texan.
I know. yeah, we'll cut that out. It'll be good. You'll sound great.
All
don't
right.
worry about it. So tell everybody a little bit about your podcast.
Like you said, it's a true crime podcast, so it's a very narrative storytelling style. Each episode's a different case about either a white-collar crime or a corporate kind of greedy crime. For instance, the latest one was about the Kids for Cash scandal. happened in Pennsylvania about two judges taking kickbacks from a private juvenile detention facility. I think they accepted like $2.6 million in return for sentencing these kids for stuff as minor as this one lady created a fake MySpace profile for a high school vice principal, and she ended up serving time. Some kids spent as much as 5-6 years in prison for literally nothing.
Yeah, it's a tragic case. I really loved that episode. I mean, it's heartbreaking, but you know, a lot of people haven't heard of it, as surprising as it is.
Especially
the details that you go into, because you do a really good job about going into the facts and the fine details of everything that happens in one of your cases, the court proceedings. You know, I mean, you do a nice deep dive into each episode, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, thanks, man. I think...
there's a speed bike going by. We're in the middle of Deep Ellum in Dallas. It's a little wild.
I think that's the interesting part of the case is to see if these people actually get punished or not. And a lot of the times they don't, you know, which is the most infuriating part about them most of the time.
Or maybe they get off with a lesser sentence.
Right, yeah. And a lot of the times, a lot of the cases I've covered, like the Love Canal, which was a, toxic chemical dump in New York, or the Bhopal gas disaster, you know, the people responsible for those environmental disasters literally got no time in jail. Basically a slap on the wrist, just a monetary fine, which is nothing for a gigantic corporation like that. So, I think that's... So I try to focus on the outcome of the cases rather than just the graphic detail.
Yeah, that's excellent. I think that's really important. And, you know, your podcast is one of a kind, and I think everybody should take a listen, check it out, go give some love, especially if you're an all crime, no cattle listener. There's more to come from this guy. He's awesome. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're good. We're at we're still here at Texas Podocalypse. It's the first annual. And we've heard a lot of perspectives from other podcasts in the area, but we haven't heard from a fan yet. So why don't you tell everybody out there listening who you are and who you're here to see?
I'm Erica, and I am here to see Swindled Podcast.
Yeah, that's a good one. A lot of people love Swindled.
Yes. So I work in accounting, and so I'm all about white-collar crime.
Oh, okay.
That always has interested me. So having a podcast that's focused on mostly white-collar crime fascinated me. I found a niche market that wasn't really covered, so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, awesome. So have you found any other podcasts here at the meetup that you're going to go home and, like, subscribe to?
Yes. So Avert Your Eyes, I'm definitely going to listen to.
Yeah. I've been liking his podcast a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait to listen to it. And then there was one about conspiracies. So I grew up with a father who's a big interest in conspiracy theories. So I'm interested to listen to his podcast.
See how. And who else?
Oh, of course. Well, I already listened to yours.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's right. We had a fan from Fort Worth, our hometown, show up. So we were super excited to have a homie show up from crosstown. We drove through the storm.
Yes.
It was a crazy storm.
Yes.
And it followed us all the way here. But now we have this nice chilly weather, and we didn't bring jackets. But we're here.
Very true. Yes, and I'm drinking my overpriced beer so that I can be in Dallas to hang out with y'all.
Well, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. And best of luck on winning the raffle.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. All right, here we are. It's another interview from Texas Podocalypse here in deep, deep Ellum.
Right.
We're in the deepest of Ellums right now. It's me, Shay. Let's talk to the mastermind, the brain trust, the hidden vault behind Nature of the Beast and the Dark Divide. Mm. Tell the listeners who you are and what you do.
I am Brandon. Hey, man, take it easy, bro. Be safe.
Love you.
Absolutely. Swindled. Follow Swindled at Twitter, at Swindled.
Stickers and chips.
Dude, come on. Sticker me up, man. hold on. So, yeah, I'm a part of Nature of the Beast. One brain trust in it. Big Convo Pod with my girlfriend Krista, who's also the brains and brawn behind Dark Divide. We're here chilling, Texas Podocalypse, jamming down a Deep Ellum. Thank you so much, Shay, for having me on here, man.
Dude, yes. Excellent.
Absolutely.
We had to get you guys on. I love me some Last Podcast on the Left. I know you guys are big fans of that. And, we got into conspiracy stuff, the cryptids, that kind of thing from there. It's a great genre if you're looking for something a little different from the true crime to break it up a little bit.
It really is. And true crime community actually branches out so much within other communities. So, you have smaller subsets like audio dramas, like Cabin Nightmare, or back in the day, the Hiccups podcast. Love those guys. Everyone seems to be so supportive in the podcast community. I love it because at this point in the game, it's so indie. And I've noticed that big corporations and big entities are stepping in this realm, such as CNN, Nancy Grace, all these things, MSNBC. And it kind of breaks my heart a little bit because I feel like this is such a medium to where independent artists and, creators can come together and start. And really, we have, except for those old school guys like Joe Rogan and all this. But, this is really a small-knit community. And it breaks my heart a little bit to see it, big entities coming in. Same time, though, we're here.
Yeah.
We're live.
And you're also seeing other groups step in and try and keep that niche market, that close-knit network of podcasts together and do things that are different, that are outside the norm.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot more of that is coming. We have some cards up our sleeve that we're going to drop here in a month or so.
I love All Crime, No Cattle.
Yeah, thank you.
And then on top of that, again, to kind of piggyback on what I was saying earlier with it branching out with a true crime, paranormal, conspiracy, it's such a big wide swath, and I kind of liken it to a tree with the roots underneath the ground. You see the tree, but there's so many different niches underneath, and really you can do crossover stuff, and that's a beautiful part about the true crime community and doing that and incorporating other things such as conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
and a lot of that that's related to true crime as well.
How many true crime stories have you heard that have great conspiracy stuff floating over the top? There's so many.
Tons. Yeah. I mean, so much to where I can't even really name them off. And then it's a good thing now to look back at big stories such as Green River Killer. You don't know the John Wayne Gacy's or the Jeffrey Dahmer's, but now we're looking at right now, and the community itself is blowing up with the Golden State Killer and Michelle McNamara's book, Gone in the Dark. And it's dude, everyone's now jumping on that, and we're trying to solve that. And it's a cool thing to be a part of, because for me, one of the conspiracy theories is that this is a guy that goes outside of California. It's really hard to get a killer that just kills a bunch and then quits.
Yeah.
He's not, satiated, if that's the word. I don't even know. But he doesn't do all that destruction and then just goes, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
They continue to go. So either he's dead in prison or he's moved on. And then we can connect the rest of the dots.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where the conspiracy comes in.
Definitely.
With this genre.
And so we've done a little bit of networking, a little bit of talking.
Absolutely.
Today, and we have some secrets. We have some ruminations, some things that might be coming in the future between our podcasts. We'll see if that comes together, but we got to do something. We got
to
cross over. We got to get together. You guys are great.
I love you both.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing. Representing Fort Worth. Love this shirt, man.
Yeah.
Love the yellow rose.
Yeah. Thank
love
you for coming
logo.
Out.
Oh, my God. My pleasure. My pleasure. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to get to the other half of this brain trust here in a second. If she will get on the podcast, she's like a loose ferret.
She's enjoying some Texas brew.
Yeah. She's enjoying some local brew, but she's like a loose ferret running around a tiny, 100 square foot apartment. You just can't find her. She's everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. And again, if you want to follow the podcast, it's at NTB Podcast Crew on Twitter, at NTB Podcast Crew at gmail.com or whatever. If you guys want to give show ideas, Big Combo Pod, same thing, follow us there. Just log in.
Like a pro. Look at you.
You go ahead and follow us at Last Podcast on the Left.
Sorry.
No.
You always have to go for the mic.
I do.
Yeah. But you got a red card.
Thank you so much for recording my voice. And when you guys release this, it's going to remind me of so many mistakes that I made tonight.
All right. Well, thanks for being a part of it.
Yeah. For sure.
Until next year. Okay. As promised, we're finally going to get Aaron, the other half of All Crime, No Cattle, on the podcast for the bonus episode. Everybody wants it. You got to give it to them.
Give the people what they want.
Hi, guys. What is up? I'm so mad at you right now.
You don't have to be that close to the mic. You're good. We can just leave it between us.
Why don't you just stop shoving it into my mouth then?
Hey, guys.
So, Aaron, tell me who's next to you.
This is Krista from Dark Divide.
How's
Hello.
It going?
Hey. Goodbye.
In and out, real quick. All right, anyways. So, tell us a little bit about your half of the Brain Trust. We heard from the other half. Now let's hear the real story.
What did he say?
Oh, man. Just expect the worst. It's like when you're an investigator and you have one person in an interview room and you're going back and forth between the two.
Whatever Brandon says, the other you're saying.
The other side is talking. You better talk first to get the best deal. You know? We need a turncoat real quick. One of you's going away for life, you know?
What do you want me to talk about?
Yeah, what's your podcast? What are you doing? Where can the people find you?
They can find me at Dark Divide Pod on Twitter. I'm on Podbean. I'm on Stitcher. I'm on iTunes. Basically everywhere you can find podcasts.
Perfect.
Yeah, I haven't released an episode for like 3 months, so thank y'all. Thank y'all for listening.
All right, so do you have plans on like something coming out soon?
Yes, I am recording next week my current one. It's taken me 2 months to research this one, so let's hope it's good.
Excellent.
Yeah. And if not, cut this audio right now.
We'll burn it. We'll burn it in a deep alum dumpster. This is what we'll do.
But it's narrative. It's heavily researched. It's a pretty serious podcast. And then I have one with Brandon that's been conversations where we just get to kind of shoot the shit. It's a totally different side of me. It's mostly my cackling laugh. Sorry.
That's okay. Our fans are used to that. That's okay.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so...
If the listeners were wondering, Brandon is at the ready with a beer to toss at both of you.
No, I said I'm not spilling beers.
His middle name is
recording.
Party Foul.
While we're recording, I do not spill beers. That's all I'm saying.
So a special thing that I learned about you from today, and listeners of your podcast probably know about this already, you're not from Texas.
I'm from Canada.
All right.
Yes.
And you're also a fan of Dark Poutine, I heard.
Yes. I love those guys. They're hilarious.
Awesome.
Thank you for taking all my topics. Hate you. P.S. Love you.
All right. So anything else you want to say to anyone listening about Texas Podocalypse?
It was amazing. Everyone was amazing tonight. Thank you for being so welcoming to this Canadian. And and over and out. Over and out.
Keep it loony, right? See? Look at that.
Dun, 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 dun.
You don't even know that. That's an inside Canadian joke right there. Ooh. Yeah. All right. Au revoir.
Yeah. Drink milk out of bags, everybody.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
It's healthy for you.
Okay, so I'm here with the host of Avert Your Eyes. Again, we're still here at Texas Podocalypse. We're at the corner of a street called Crowdus or Crotus.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're
Crotus.
Yeah, I'm of course one half of All Crime No Cattle. Who are you? Tell us a little bit about your podcast and what you've been doing and what your podcast is all about.
Well, I'm Michael Gibson Jr. I'm the host. I'm pretty much all of it for the Avert Your Eyes podcast. I go around on the podcast and talk to creative people about where they came from and however they got to the point of doing their creative endeavor. And so, like, I've had all sorts of great guests on. What got me started, actually, was I started doing improv as a student on a student house troupe for 4-day weekend in Fort Worth.
But if you're a Fort Worth local, you know about 4-day weekend.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Course.
It's so much fun. Yeah, it's a great group of people, I imagine.
Those guys are all amazing, and especially the main main house team. Like, yeah. Those guys are all...
It's like, such a unique, like, thing that exists in Fort Worth, to have an improv comedy troupe like that in a cow town, you know?
Exactly. And then, like, I know we're in Dallas, and there's the Dallas Comedy House out here, and I've been to some of their stuff, but the 4-Day guys out of Fort Worth opened a theater out here, too. So if you're in Dallas, too, definitely check those guys
out. Awesome.
When I was on the house troupe, our team got disbanded, and so, but everybody else on my team had people to fall back, you know, troops to fall back on, and so I was kind of odd man out, and so I, you know, decided to create my podcast to, you know, to have something creative to do, and so I started talking with some of those, some of my fellow improvisers and local comedians, and it's branched out to, I've had local musicians, some actors, some filmmakers. I've even had a professional clown on, which blew me away. He reached out to me. He found my podcast and reached out to me, and we had such a deep conversation. He talked about how he started, you know, his road to becoming a clown.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Was he a bouffant? Was he from a traditional clowning school? Did he go to a bouffonnerie? I believe that's the correct French.
He's been on twice so far. So he actually went to Europe and took classes out there last year. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so that kind of reminds me of the show on right now. What is it?
Baskets,
yes. With Zach Galifianakis, yeah.
Yes, I love Zach Galifianakis, and I haven't watched it yet, but the... but I do have it on my DVR to watch it soon. Yeah. But yeah, we went real deep into philosophy and stuff with this clown.
Yeah, that's what I love about bouffonnery is, like, it goes into what makes us human. It's like a very deep discussion on a very visceral level of why we think things are funny and what is it that makes us funny. How can you take bouffonnery to make fun of things in different levels of society, whether it be the hierarchy of wherever you live or... You know, like, things that are commonplace, but it's not just being a clown, making face makeup and balloon animals and that kind of thing.
But like this guy, he's actually the owner of, the name of his company escapes me at the moment, which is probably he's going to kick me. And I'm going to kick myself, and it'll come to me as soon as I walk away. But I'm going on like 5 hours of sleep right now. But
as most podcasters do.
The second time that I had him on, he wanted to promote a show that was coming up for him, and I wanted to talk to him because, like, Ringling Brothers had, like, just ended, and I was like, you know, so what is your take on the whole, you know, what everybody thinks of is circus coming to an end? And he's like, no, dude, the circus is still alive. And I went to that show, and it was like a small little box theater thing. And he had, like, such beautiful moments. Like, he doesn't use any makeup for himself, and I don't think any of his other people that work with him do. But, like, there was this beautiful moment where, like, this girl, she's what he calls a little baby clown, was, like, trying to balance on this, like, board and roller thing and play the guitar at the same time. Well, she got on, she was balancing, and then the guitar was out of tune. And so she's, like, stopped, got off, tuned the guitar, like, there on stage, and it was, like, this beautiful, it was so real. Like, I can't convey to you, like, the beauty in this moment. It was just, like, so,
That's
other
awesome.
Than real, I can't, yeah. I don't have a better word for it.
Very cool. So, I love that there's a podcast out there in this area that does this, where they go and they do deep dive discussions with people from the area about how they got to where they are. It's very cool. And I'm so glad that you made it out to this event, and I hope that, like, we do it in the future and that we can have you back. Maybe even we can do something where we cross over for, like, a bonus episode on our Patreon or something.
Definitely. When is this coming out?
We don't know yet. It's still all in the works. I got to edit it, and, you know, we've got a ton of episodes that are lined up, and if you're listening to this now, you're going to be on it, and you'll know it, and you'll be feeling the wonderful, wonderful vibes of Avert Your Eyes.
Well, you can cut this out if it doesn't, but the most recent episode that I had that's out now is I just released an episode with Richard Hennessy, who is the lead singer and guitarist for this band called Henry the Archer, and they are performing next weekend at Fortress Fest in Fort Worth. So listen to that if you can.
Yeah.
And if you're out at Fort Worth and Fortress Fest, go check them out. I think De La Soul and RZA are playing day one, and he's going to be playing day two.
Nice.
So
where can the people find you?
You can just go to my website, avertyoureyespod.com, and avert, I know that's kind of a weird word, but avert is spelled A-V-E-R-T. So avertyoureyespod.com, and you'll have access to find us on iTunes, our Facebook, Instagram, all that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Man, I love the sultry tones of your voice. I wish I had a voice like you do. You have a perfect voice for podcasting, and it's been wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for doing this, and thanks for coming out. I appreciate it, man. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, so part of Texas Podocalypse that's been awesome is that we've been able to be hosted by this really cool bar down in Deep Ellum. I got the owner with me right now. Tell him your name. Tell him where you are. Tell him all the places you can find you. What's your story?
J.R. Munoz is my name. I'm the owner of Will Call here down in Deep Ellum, 2800 Main Street, right here on the corner, right in the heart of it. Open 7 days a week, 7 to 2. Always good drink prices, good vibes all the time. And we're waiting to see you. Come on by.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So how did you get involved with a place like this? And kind of the history of the building, you know, so, everything's been kind of going on down here.
Yeah, for 19 years, it's been a sister club with the Curtain Club. It was the Liquid Lounge. I worked for Curtain Club, and I'd played music in that club for years, being a local musician. And I bartended for them for a few years, and they offered this side to me. And I just remodeled it and renamed it and just keeping a good neighborhood bar for the neighborhood.
Yeah, and that's so cool down here. I mean, that's a difficult thing that you're doing down here. Deep Ellum gets a bad rap sometimes, you know, on the crime reports. We pay attention to those since we do true crime. But we love the area. You know, we love Deep Ellum. We've been coming here since we were little kids, like coming to shows and stuff, you know, seeing local bands. It's the heart of the cultural area of Dallas.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love this neighborhood, and I'm very blessed to be in the situation I'm in and opening my first place in the neighborhood that influenced me to do the bar business, I would say, you know, so it's been really cool.
Yeah, so how did you get in contact with Lainey? If you did or did not, I don't know, maybe we can cut this later, about doing Texas Podocalypse.
Matt Blake hit me up from Whiskey Boy Radio.
Oh, cool. Awesome. And he's like a regular in your bar.
Yeah, he's a regular. He's been a fan of my previous bands over the years. And, so he's a great supporter of local music. And he asked if he can do it, and I was all about it. And the crowd, y'all really showed up tonight, and I appreciate that. It was a great crowd, and all y'all drank good beers and had a good time, I hope.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. And, again, thank you for your support. We appreciate it, you know, and hopefully we can do this again, and we can be back, and we can do it again.
Absolutely.
It'll be bigger and better next year.
Right on. Maybe we can do a live podcast here sometime.
Yeah, dude. You got the stage. You got everything set up.
Absolutely.
We'll do it up next year, man.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much, Jake.
I'm good. And we're golden. So we're back here at the inaugural Texas Podocalypse. Hopefully it will become an annual event. Maybe a biannual event. Maybe
I think we should do something quarterly. But
quarterly.
But all crime.
What other math could we do in it?
No. Who was it?
Yeah, we're
True Crime Fan Club says we should go to Austin next time.
Okay.
And which is fine, but there's like 12 of us from up here, so we gotta like rent a shuttle or something.
Well, we haven't introduced you yet.
Okay.
So let's introduce you. This is my buddy. Say your name to all the listeners.
This is Matt Whiskey Boy Blake from Whiskey Boy Radio.
Ooh, man, that's a good intro. I like it. I like it. You've been doing that for a while, so
like 10 and a half years of this ridiculousness.
That's what I got from talking to you a little bit inside. Yeah. You are one of the liege lords. The well-seasoned veterans that have seen some S in the podcasting world.
Or and just too stubborn to quit.
Yeah. I like that too.
Yeah.
But it shows. You've got a nice roll. You got a nice cadence in the way that you talk and the way that you podcast. And I dig that.
Well, I think it was always, when I was a kid, I never would shut up. But then when I figured out I could just turn on a microphone and record and put it on the internet, and then people had to download it and listen to it because it's there, then I'm like, well, this is what I should do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, so how's that going for you? How's the podcast?
It's good. I mean, you know, the first...
Not to put you on the spot.
No, it's fine. The first 6 years was like a free-for-all. We didn't know what we were doing. The first 3 years, nobody knew what podcasts were. You had to explain what it was when you told people to listen to it. Our podcast premiered the same month the iPhone came out.
Wow.
So nobody even knew how to download anything then. But in the last 4 or 5 years, it's really become more mainstream. People understand what it is. People like to consume episodic things online.
Yeah.
And so it's been more easier. It's been easier to get people to be interested in download because people are used to getting entertainment on YouTube and on Facebook and on Twitter and all that dumb shit.
Yeah, it's become more normalized.
Yeah, so now that there's tools built, like it was the A-team back in the day, you just had to figure out how to piece what you had together to make a show happen. Now that you can record and go straight to live, and you can, it's crazy that all these people, you can do live video that people can watch anytime.
Right.
That's insane to think about, considering definitely where everybody came from.
Definitely. You know, so tell everybody kind of what your podcast is about, because I love the idea of what your podcast is.
Yeah, so my podcast basically now has become it's a variety comedy podcast. Think an audio version of a late night talk show. And each show we have a guest on, usually a local musician, local artist, minor celebrity. We've had some pretty big name people on, but most of the time it's a local musician, and we'll have a couple music breaks where we play their music for everybody.
That's great.
But then we also come out to events like this and just talk to normal people and put audio on the show, whoever's got something they want people to hear about.
That's awesome.
So,
wow. So what do you have going on like in the near future? Do you have any big plans? Do you have any events? Do you have any like special showcase episodes you
want to
talk about?
I'm very excited because of tonight. So Texas Podocalypse, and I met all you guys. I think there was 8 podcasts here about, and so I spent 40 minutes just talking to everybody about their show. So what I'm happy to do, because this is what we do with bands, we share them with the world. So I'm going to get to share all 8 of y'all's shows on my show. And then coming up on this Wednesday, actually, I'm going to have another podcast on, Sensible People Podcast. I'm on their episode that comes out tomorrow, and they're going to be on my show. We have some more bands lined up. We had a couple years ago, we had a Playboy Playmate. Abigail Rich was on. She's going to come back on the show again. And so we have a lot of bands that have albums coming out. We're excited about getting them in studio. They come and they sit in our home studio and they play acoustic for everybody.
Oh, wow.
And so we get to let people hear just the breakdown of their music, and then they get to talk about why they do their music and where they come from. And that's why we started our show. So that's the fun thing. Like, you know, talking to you guys. You know, why do you do your podcast? Why do you do that podcast? What's your passion? And people get to hear about that, so they get interested and they come listen to you guys.
Yeah.
So that's what I like, and that's what I'm excited about coming up.
And we all represent the Lone Star State.
Lone Star State of Texas.
Texas.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And then
bar foul.
We had a beer thrown at us.
We are that bad that a beer got thrown at our interview.
You know what?
It was Nature of the Beast.
Thank you, Nature of the Beast, for making a mess of this meetup.
Dark Divide. Dark Divide.
It was the Dark Divide. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Y'all's show, I'm excited. I haven't listened to it yet because I just found out.
That's okay.
Out
promote us blindly. I like that.
The true crime podcast thing is huge.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
You know, everybody got interested in it because of Serial, but I didn't realize there's so many of them because there's so many stories to tell.
Yeah, it's all got
these
legs.
Yeah, all these things that people don't hear about. This injustice that was done in Houston or Fort Worth or Austin or wherever they're happening.
Yeah, there's enough to do an entire podcast just based on one state.
Yeah.
Crazy. And that's, you know, what we try and do a little bit differently than other true crime podcasts. We try and find cases that you haven't heard about that are a little off the beaten path, and we're going to mix those into cases audiences that might be a little more familiar with the Texas nomenclature of true crime.
Sure.
So you'll get your Kenneth Allen McDuff, the broomstick killer, probably the most popular serial killer that's ever happened in Texas, and we're going to mix that in with, you know, a minority case from here in Dallas or Houston. And, you know, I give you a little change-up pitch every week.
That's awesome. And we, you know, we do the same thing with musicians. You know, nobody would have heard, you know, in Austin or Houston or Pittsburgh or Okinawa would not have heard of a white rapper from Fort Worth, Dallas named RCX.
Exactly.
But we play his music and get his point of view, and he dropped it. And now everybody gets to enjoy that guy's music. Or Lindsay Hightower from the Hightower Band comes on and tells her story, and everyone in the world now hears about this band from Fort Worth, Texas that they wouldn't have heard of. And it's important for independent outlets like All Crime, No Cattle or Whiskey Boy Radio to bring these independent issues to light for everybody to hear about. And that's the amazing thing about our medium, podcasting, and why I've been so passionate about it for a decade, is it's not the Joe Rogans and the Adam Carollas of the world that are making this medium important.
Yeah.
It's the Shay and Aaron and the Whiskey Boys and everybody, all these people here who are doing independent things and providing entertainment for free to the masses that are not beholden to a corporate structure.
And I want all of the listeners who go out and review podcasts to remember that little piece of advice. Yes. When you review a podcast, remember we all have day jobs.
We have day jobs and night jobs and weekend jobs.
Exactly.
And families and kids
and podcasts
and
on top of that.
Yeah, so. We do. And, you know, it's not like we have 20 hours a week to prepare for a one-hour show, you know? I put 2 or 3 hours into prepping, and then I record a 1.5-hour show, and then another hour on the back end, and then marketing during the week, and it's a labor of love.
Yeah.
It's a, hopefully I'll get a sponsor that'll pick up so it doesn't cost me money to produce my show, but it costs a lot of time, and I have 5 kids, and that's time I could be spending with them.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I do it because I love local music, and I think the world needs to hear more of it, besides what iHeart decides you should hear.
Sure. And I think that's a beautiful bow that you just played on it there.
Yep.
I love what you're doing for local music. I think that's great. I have a ton of close personal friends that have been in the local music scene of DFW for a long time. I was in it for a long time, and that really makes me happy that there's a show like yours out there for the DFW area. If you haven't checked it out yet, go look at Whiskey Boy Radio. Download them now. Subscribe. They're awesome, and I'm so glad I got a chance to meet you, and we got to do this again, man.
We're going to do this again. So we're all best friends now. We're all best friends, podcasters.
We're all best friends.
They're looking at us like, what in the hell is wrong with those
guys? They're all introverts.
Don't take my picture.
$25.
All right. Thank you so much, Whiskey Boy Radio. Buddy. Here's the awkward handshake at the end of the interview.
So why do we do that? We're on the radio.
Here we go. You just got done interviewing Whiskey Boy Radio.
I did.
I had him on just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I'm putting you on the spot. You just got done with an interview.
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready. I turned around. I'm still ready to talk.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's rolling his shoulders. He's getting loose.
I'm loose again.
He's ready to go. All right. So we're here at Texas Podocalypse. Who are you? What's your podcast? Tell all the people out there what you do and what you're about.
I am Toby from the Secret Transmission Podcast. We talk conspiracies, the supernatural, UFOs, cryptozoology, true crime, serial killers. What I mean,
you do it all.
We weird history. Yeah, we do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And so what's going on with the hosts? You know, like how do you do your podcast? Like, what's the kind of vibe? Is it narrative? Is it conversation? I mean, I know, but tell the people out there.
Well, there's four of us, and usually I'm the only one that does any research. And which is terrible because I'm the idiot in the group that can't read or write. So usually I present all the quote facts of whatever case we're talking about. I like to describe us as skeptics. And I tell the facts of whatever case, and then we discuss it. We see what each of our members think, and they add like questions. They ask questions and stuff, and we try to, like I said, try to figure out if it's true, if it's fake, where we stand on it.
You got a little mini debate going on. It's conversational.
And then there's Satan. We got Satan on our show, so that's always fun and exciting, I guess.
It's always exciting when you throw Satan in there.
That's right.
So, What do you kind of highlight some of your better known episodes? Maybe some of the episodes that have gotten you a lot of downloads. Something that people would know you from, or that they could start off with, like an introduction to what you guys are about.
Unfortunately, our most downloaded episode is our first episode, which does not represent us now. We had one USB mic between like six people at the time, and it's terrible. It's the Number Stations episode. Don't go listen to that one. But one that
I'm obsessed with Number Stations.
I am too.
Man.
I don't know enough about it like I should, but I love like when I see videos on YouTube about them and I watch them. But
did you catch like 2 years ago when they caught the Russian spies in New York that were using a Number Station?
No.
And they found their books and like they caught them using their one-time pads like in the middle of a transmission. It's really cool. I'll try and send you the link
to an article about it.
Man, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with Number Stations. That's an episode that's a really well downloaded but not well produced.
Yeah, don't go to that one.
Yeah, which one should they go to?
Well, one of our recent ones that's been really downloaded very heavily for some reason was CERN. We talked about CERN, some of the conspiracy theories surrounding CERN.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I need to be on your show because I went to UTA.
Uh-huh.
And little backstory, there were a lot of professors that moved to the Arlington area specifically for when Waxahachie was going to have the big super collider made.
Okay.
So when the super collider lost its funding and it kind of fell apart, a lot of those professors ended up staying and teaching physics and chemistry and quantum mechanics, those kind of things at UTA. And that's where I started as an engineering student.
Right.
And I took classes from Dr. Kaushik Day, who is one of the main scientists at CERN. So
he's part of the problem.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, according to Secret Transmissions.
Well, no. Not according to us. According to the tinfoil hat.
Sure. You can hear more about it on this episode of Secret Transmissions. Yeah. But, you know, he would split his time between UTA and CERN and do some of his lectures. Yeah, via VTC while he's going back in time. Yeah, sure. Yeah, he was an interesting guy. He was a really amazing professor to take physics from.
See, I'm a dummy, but I would still love to ask questions to him and let him dummy some of the stuff that we didn't understand down, because there was a lot of stuff that I was like, I don't know. It's science. I don't know science.
Yeah.
So that would be really cool.
Very interesting. So that's a good place for people to start and check you guys out. Are there any other episodes that you want to talk about or any things that are going on in the future with Secret Transmissions? I know you're part of a network and you do some work for the network.
Yeah, we're part of the Dark Myths Collective. It's a bunch of podcasts. There's history podcasts. There's I'm blanking. There's shows like ours that talk about paranormal stuff. Hysteria 51, Blurry Photos. Those are two great shows to check out. There's some pop culture shows on there. Zingus. I don't know. There's a bunch of good shows. So go to darkmyths.org and you can find.
You mentioned some heavy hitter podcasts that are on
Astonishing
there.
Legends, Expanded Perspectives, History on Fire, Unexplained. There's been a lot of big shows that have associated with the Dark Myths at one point or another.
Excellent. Yep. And, you know, we might have some crossover type stuff that we might be doing in the future, and we'd love to work with you guys at some point.
Yes.
And it's been great to meet with y'all.
Yeah.
Where can the people find you?
Oh, we are everywhere you can find podcasts, basically. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Transpod. We've got a Facebook and all that good stuff. We're like everyone else.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming out and being a part of Texas Podocalypse.
Yeah,
and,
no, it's been awesome.
You know, next year we'll hopefully be able to do it bigger, better, greater.
Yep. Bigger and bigger every year.
So if you weren't here, you missed out.
Yep. Everyone, if you're a Texas show, you need to be here. Don't miss it next time. Come on.
We had Simpson shows out here. We had, you know, pop culture, everything from conspiracy, true crime, you know, everything that you can imagine under the sun. We want you here at Texas Podocalypse every year. Thank you so much for being a part of it, and I hope we get to do some stuff in the future.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to doing stuff in the future.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, guys, that wraps it up for this episode of All Crime, No Cattle. I really hope that you enjoyed what we brought to you from a little bit of the behind the scenes of what happened at Texas Podocalypse. I hope this lights a fire under you guys, especially those that want to get a chance to meet some of your favorite Texas podcasters. And you know, we got to have a lot of really cool interactions with people and answer some questions and talk about some true crime stories, talk some technical shop. Yeah, so that pretty much does it. Thanks for being a part of this mini episode, and I hope you made it through all the background noise of the interviews. I hope that you enjoyed some of that. I hope that you have a really good weekend. Enjoy yourselves out there. And of course, we'll be back with our normal broadcasting schedule next week as we start our next Lone Star Lunatic series that will join up nicely with the one you just got done listening to, the Texas 7. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see you guys next week. Until next time, you know that crime is always bigger in Texas, y'all. And adios, and I'll give you a little bye from Aaron. Bye.